السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. وی آر ڈسکسنگ سورہ یاسین شریف، سم آف دا ورسز آف دیٹ مبارک سورہ، دا ریسیٹیشن آف وچ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سیڈ، اف اے پرسن انڈر ٹیکس ان دا مارننگ دین اللہ تعالیٰ ول فلفل ہز نیڈز آف دا ڈے. Also that if it is recited upon a person or near a person that is about to die, if he is in sakrat, then his sakrat will become easy. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for him at the time of his death. He will not suffer great difficulty. Sakrat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must protect us from the pangs of sakrat. It's a very difficult time. At that time, shaitan also makes his maximum effort to take a person away from his deen. He does not give up hope until the very last minute. So if the person will recite Surah Yasin Sharif at that time, the person's sakrat will become easy, he will pass away peacefully. The ummah at present is in sakrat. The difference is this, that if we recite the surah over a person about to die, then inshallah he will pass away peacefully. But if we read this surah and make amal on it, if the ummah makes amal on it, then from the sakarat they will come back to life. They won't pass away. The ummah will get life again, provided they make amal on the what is in Yasin Sharif. But we are discussing that aspect of Yasin Sharif which is dealing with the akhirat. Now this is the letter which I received yesterday. And the person mentions in this letter that it could benefit someone. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with good health and the strength to continue with the excellent work. Yesterday in your talk on Surah Yasin, you mentioned a beautiful thing to which I can relate. I am a 23-year-old. I was at a Muslim school until matric. Drug abuse is common in that school. Even some girls from big name homes are also part of the scene. Drugs and zina was my weakness, as is of many at that school. At a rave club, I was part of a group of friends taking all kinds of drugs. It is a long story, Maulana, which I don't want to burden you with now in Ramadan, and also not wanting to increase your stress. I know people like me are the cause of your sickness. The incident I wish to bring to you is that which supports what you said yesterday, that rehabs and crisis centers, lifeline and care line, and all these are just temporary measures. A family member of mine driving past the rave club spotted me going in. He reported me to my parents. My father did not first believe, but when persuaded, he came and waited outside the club. I was taken home, given a good hiding. My cell phone was taken away. The privilege to drive the car was taken away. I was taken to a counselor the next day and then put into a rehab. Thousands and thousands of rands were spent at the rehab, but no real change came within me. Even at the rehab, drugs were not a problem to obtain. Out from there, and I was once again stealing large sums of money from my father's money stuffed away, which he never even counted. In fact, he always added to that savings. Then another young friend of mine who had come clean introduced me to your programs, the zikr one on Thursdays and the Monday talks. Your zikr and duas and one story that you told about a person whose father died about 10 p.m. at night, but the son was on such a high that he was not even able to stand properly, and he became a laughing stock at the funeral preparation, struck deep into my heart. But especially your words, O Allah, don't let the angel of death find me popping drugs in my mouth or committing adultery or fornication, began to ring in my ears. and your face sitting in the Masjid al-Nur lecturing to us kept flashing before me whenever I was tempted to take drugs or commit zina. This prevented me from taking further drugs and indulging in zina. Over a period of time, I developed the love of Allah Ta'ala and then began to give up all my sins for the love of Allah Ta'ala and not out of fear of people. I am now, alhamdulillah, clear for the past many months. I am now introducing you, your programs to others. May Allah Ta'ala reward you. I am meeting you regularly, but feeling a bit shy to introduce myself. But inshallah, soon I will. Make dua for me, a newborn Muslim. Now this is what I am trying to get across, that the heart has to change. The inside of the heart, the spiritual heart, if that changes, then the person will drop off all the sins from his life, and then he will do it for the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or in the early stages it could be even for the fear of the azab of the akhirat, that there is a day of judgment on which day we will have to account for our deeds and our actions. Now the ayat which we were discussing yesterday, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So I mentioned briefly to you that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put a seal on the lips on that day. On that day the lips will not move anymore, because there is a possibility and likelihood that this person is believing that on the day of Qiyamah, just as he speaks many lies here and he will come out, there too he will speak lies and he will come out. So Allah Ta'ala will seal the lips. The hands will speak to us, Allah Ta'ala says. His feet will give testimony. In other words, this is one of the witnesses. One of my friends reminded me that you mentioned three and you did not mention the fourth one, therefore I have repeated this ayat. If I recall, what I mentioned is that there will be four witnesses of any action that a person does. It is recorded and there are four witnesses. One is that very ground on which this person walks. That is why when a person goes beneath the ground, when he passes away, then the earth tells to him. Now again, there when we hear that the earth speaks to the person, those days they could have doubted these things. But as I mentioned yesterday, that when everything is speaking today, so much so that there was an article recently in which they said that the supermarket trolleys, if you swipe your card, that supermarket trolley will now speak also. It will tell that lady, auntie, you bought cheese 2 weeks ago, I don't see you putting cheese in the basket today. Or you bought some eggs a month ago, it must have all finished by now, why aren't you putting some one dozen eggs now into your basket? So that will even tell you how much you bought last week. So even the supermarket trolley is recording your purchases. So that will be the earth which will tell the person that when you used to walk on my surface, at that time you were so beloved to me. Why? Why was the person beloved? Because when he was walking on the surface of the earth, at that time he was doing good deeds, good actions. It is with his actions and with his deeds that the earth also survived. It is the good deeds of the person that keeps the whole universe in existence. Because when there is going to be nobody to say Allah, Allah, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the whole universe. So that earth is also congratulating him that it was you, whilst you were walking on my surface, you were so beloved to me. So now that you have come beneath and you have come into my bosom, I'm just giving you an explanation and a meaning of that hadith. That now that you have come into the earth, and into my bosom, see how I wonderfully I treat you. The earth will expand up to his eyes can see. Allah Ta'ala will open the gates of Jannat. The fragrant breeze will come into the grave. He will be told, Nam ka nawmatil aruz. Now you sleep away like the new bride sleeps. There's nobody that will disturb your sleep. You will get up on the day of Qiyamah. Everybody is happy with you. The earth will also treat him in a most beautiful manner. The earth, the grave must not be pictured to be just one 6 feet deep hole or something where they just dumped him and went away. For this person it is going to be an expanse. unbelievable, unimaginable. But the earth tells to that person who was committing all kinds of evil that now you come down also and see what I do to you. See how I squeeze your ribs out. And you will experience my punishment. So this is first witness, that is the ground on which the person commits the sin, or whichever place he has committed the sin, that place itself has recorded that incident. Therefore it is mentioned that if you committed an evil action on any ground or any place, accidental sin, I repeatedly say that a Muslim sin is by accident. It is not planned, it is not something that 1 month in advance you plan a sin and then say it was accident. All those who go to the casinos, to the discos and to the prostitute quarters and other places, or to go and purchase all those filthy video films, it's not an accident. The person is doing a lot of planning, preparation. He's got to put petrol in his car, he's got to drive the car, he's got to go to that place, and whilst he's going also there's so much of time factor that is elapsing, which in which he could have thought, where am I going, who am I and where am I going, what if my death came in that casino, what if my death came whilst I was driving now to go to that prostitute quarters, and what if it take place exactly in that quarters. I mentioned that incident which everybody is well aware of, otherwise doesn't give us any pleasure to mention any Muslim's name. But because it was widely reported in the newspapers, a person came from Egypt and his name also was Muhammad Mustafa. And he was murdered by prostitutes in his hotel. So what if the person's death came there? So he had enough time to think of all those things. So a Muslim's sin is by accident. So accidentally if he committed some sin, but those people who committed deliberate sins like us, which we have committed deliberately many, many sins, and we go on committing. And we should not lose hope also that that was only for those who committed accidental sins. What about us now? We committed deliberate sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is merciful and ghafoorur raheem for such people who sincerely repent whether they committed deliberate sins or accidental sins. But we should not make use of the sifat of ghafoorur raheem to go on committing sins. Unfortunately, what we are doing now is we're saying Allah Ta'ala is ghafoorur raheem. He is very, very forgiving, very merciful. So what that means is that we must be persistent, we must continue, we must not give up our evils, and we must keep saying Allah Ta'ala is ghafoorur raheem. Now that is not the meaning of ghafoorur raheem. So this person, if he accidentally committed some sin, or we'll say even if he deliberately committed some sin, but now he is sincerely regretting what he has done. So what must he do? In that same place, again, read some tasbih, say subhanallah, say astaghfirullah, make some dua, so that that sin becomes wiped out and it doesn't remain anymore there as an evidence. Nevertheless, now this person, that is one of the things that is going to bear testimony or give evidence against him, and that is the ground or the earth on which he has committed the sin. The other witness is the Kiraman Katibin, the angels that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got for the recording of the deeds. They are witnesses to the sins that we have committed. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not need all these witnesses. Why does he need those witnesses? He can tell us on the day of Qiyamah, there's your deeds and you will be punished. But we look at things in that light that we always ask, what is the evidence? Where is the evidence? Who saw me? That is what happens in this world. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will have these angels. They will bear testimony that this is what you did. Then it is that book in which everything is recorded. And I was talking about that, that that book does not leave out anything. As we say that nowadays the receiver of revenue, he's got his connection with every computer in every bank and every garage and every account, and everywhere he's got his connection. And he's keeping a watch, how much you earn and how much you spend. One person was saying that, Mawlana, there was a massive wedding, a feasting and very big function. A couple, 1,000-2,000 people were invited, over R1 million was spent, and the very next day the receiver of revenue wanted to know, where did this money come from? How did you afford spending so much on this function? So we are making it difficult for our own selves. Nevertheless, so if man has got such kind of instrument today that he can keep a check, and we know all our cameras that we have, the closed circuit cameras, and if it's gone even further now, when they say that from the satellites, even if there is a cigarette lying on the ground, then they can pick it up from there. So more and more inventions are taking place, more and more instruments are coming onto the market, whereby things are being recorded, things are being watched and observed. So if man is making so many different things, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he's got these angels, that they are keeping a watch all the time. What is this person doing? Where is he going? What is he eating? What is he drinking? Who is he associating with? So why do not we take this seriously? Why don't we take this seriously? That it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's detectives. They are Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's detectives. So that is the third one. And the fourth one is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, wa iza suhufu nushirat. And also in other ayats when the book of deeds will be given. No, sorry, the fourth one is the parts of the body of the human being. Every part of his body is the witness. As we mentioned earlier, that his eyes will give testimony, his hands, his feet. Every part of his body will now talk and say that this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did. So the person will be given his book of deeds in the right hand, then of course he's going to be successful. But if he's given in the left hand, then he's going to face all the torment and problems in the akhirat. How many minutes left? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's so difficult, the time just goes past, but I don't know what time I started today. Nevertheless, let me conclude, we'll carry on tomorrow inshallah if Allah ta'ala gives an opportunity. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Kahf, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Before that Allah ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَزْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The gist of which is this, that the book will be presented before the person. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, you will see the sinful ones. The sinful ones, when they are going to see what is in that book, then they will be terrified and they will say, what kind of a book is this? What kind of a book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. No action, no deed, no amal, whether small or big, but it has taken account of that. That means even if there was 1 cent, this auditor and this bookkeeper was so sharp that he picked it up, as we say, that this auditor was so sharp that he picked up even that 1 little cent. So like that here, this book will have recorded each and every action of this person. Whether he committed that action in the dark or whether he committed it in the light, but everything will be there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, you'll find everything before him. And Allah ta'ala will not do injustice on anyone. So this is what is required to develop that kind of iman and that kind of yaqeen and that kind of belief in these verses of the Quran Sharif. That our inner changes, our soul, our heart, our spiritual self goes through a complete reformation process, and we have spiritually purified hearts. That the moment we are tempted to commit any kind of sin, then straight away we realize, recognize and believe that my Allah has watched my action and he has the power to seize me now, here and immediately. It is just his tolerance, his mercy, his kindness, his generosity, his forgiveness, that he gives us an extension of time to make tawbah and not be punished for that sin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the entire ummah the tawfiq of reading Surah Yasin Sharif. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, it's my heart's desire that this surah be memorized by every person in my ummah. Every person of the ummah must memorize it. And then we read it, we understand it, and we make amal on it, so that we don't die, as I said, as that person in Sakarat. If you read there, then he will pass away peacefully. But if the ummah reads this and makes amal, they will come to life. They'll get new life. Like this youngster writes here, that now he has got new life. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the problems, the hardships of the ummah. May Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of you that is here and the ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.